This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it needs to take lessons.
You're just babble.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side. Hey, listen, hopefully you're back too, right? I call it the Hour of Sanity. One of the many hours of sanity here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, if you didn't catch up in the last segment, you got to go get it. All right? You got to get Matt Barber's book, the, come on, what's it called? Hating Jesus? Do you hate Jesus? I mean, look, even some of the people I talk to that don't, aren't religious, right? They're not Christians, they're not religious, they don't really believe in any one symbol, one person, whatever, will say, and what they've read about the teachings of Jesus, they all say the same thing to me. I don't know how you can't get behind the guy. Peace, love, take care of your brother, take care of your sister, sisters, brothers, whatever. I mean, if you can't get behind that, no matter what you are, who you are, that's kind of sad, don't you think? So this ought to make you nuts, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be involved in my conversation. You can be involved in yours all you want to. Those of you that go to Washington, is it Washington, D.C. or Washington State? For those of you in Washington State, you may want to listen to this very carefully. Because next year, your schools, now of all the, look, some of you in the LGBTQ community think I hate you because of whatever reason. But there are much bigger issues than what's going on in the LGBTQ community all over the world and all over this country. There are 92 million Americans out of work. Okay? I mean, really, do the LGBTQ issues take precedent over that? I'm not joking. I'm serious. Do you really think that's right? So anyway, in the state of Washington, by the fall of 2017... schools will be teaching students as young as kindergartners about gender identity and how the idea of gender is a social construct. Because not only will they be able to sell social construct by the end of kindergarten, but they'll be able to recite it back, repeat it, and tell us what it means. Unbelievable. I gotta get that cut. Unbelievable. Now, the Washington State's Health Education Glossary defines terms associated with gender identity this way. It's according to the education system, right? Not the rest of the world, just the education system up there. Gender, a social construct based on emotional, behavioral, and cultural characteristics attached to a person's assigned biological sex. I love this part. Assigned biological sex? Assigned by who? Well, if you believe in God, it's been assigned by God. If you believe in Mother Nature, it's been assigned by Mother Nature. A social construct based on emotional... No. It's based on whether you have a penis or a vagina. It's not that hard. It's based on the equipment you have. Not on your behave, not on how you behave, not on what culture you live in. If you have a penis, you're a male. If you have a vagina, you're a female. How you choose to act, how you choose to live your life, how you choose to do anything else is up to you. But don't tell me that because you feel like any way you cut it, and I know this is going to make a lot of people mad, but think about this. Any way you cut it, your DNA is male or female. What do you want to call it? You want to call it identity A, identity B? Would you like to call it gender A, gender? I don't care what you want to call it. There's only two genders, A and B. male or female, or he and she. I don't care what you call it, all right? I really don't at this point. But don't try to tell me there's a multitude of them, because at the point you get away from what the DNA proves, or proves out, yes, all I love you people who want me to adhere to science, but only when it favors you. When it doesn't favor you, I'm supposed to get away from it. Science says there's only two. It's not a social construct. It's not a white privilege thing. It's not an Anglo thing. It's not a straight thing. It's a science thing. DNA says you're this or you're this. And if you're this, you have one of these. If you're this, you don't have one of these. It ain't that hard. Gender expression, in the book, also says, the way someone outwardly expresses their gender, gender identity, someone's inner sense of their gender, gender roles, social expectations about how people should act, think, or feel based on their assigned biological sex. Now, while some aspects of sexual health aren't taught K through 12, HIV prevention begins in the fourth grade. One component of sexual health, titled self-identity, begins in kindergarten, where students will be expressed. Listen, let me teach these things to my kids. You don't have a right to do this. You can't even get math right. You can't get science right. We can barely speak English when we leave high school. There are kids in LAUSD, a multitude of children being graduated, can't speak English, can't, I mean, I'm talking about people born here in an English home who can't speak English. Can't read. They can't add numbers. But I'll tell you what, they can tell you what a transgender person is. Or is this really make sense to anybody? And even people from the LGBTQ community, tell me that it makes sense that a human being should understand what transgenderism is all about before they can even read. Help me understand that. I'm just confused by all of this because the emphasis is based on whatever political correctness, wherever the pressure is at the time. It's wrong. It's dead wrong. Before you even get to any of this, these kids need to know how to read and write. Okay? These kids need to understand how to use a dictionary, how to look things up. And for you to seriously sit there and tell me that the most important thing for children to know is the gender identity stuff, I think you're out of your mind. How do you like that? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up after the break. Remember, Michael Housen joins me as he does every week. We have so much fun together because I'd love to tell him where he's wrong. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injury, injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend. I'll hit on this later, but I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As he does every week, he joins me. Michael Housen joins me from House Rules, has his own show, and I always have a good time when he's on the air with me. Michael, how are you doing?
Well, hi, Joe. How are you, man?
Sorry, you made a comment in the show last week, and you said that, you know, I'm into the 70s music. So... All cuts while you're on the show for these segments will all be out of the 70s, just for you. I don't want to make you a liar or anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'll do is I will have, next time you're on my show, which we're going to have to do soon, I'll be playing like Big Data or Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, sure. That'll work out really well.
That you've never heard of.
No, I didn't even know there were bands. I thought they were, you know, they sound more like a disease or a rash or something more than anything else. So, hey, listen, I sent you, I sent you a clip because, you know, of your libertarian guy that's going to run for president, taking all his clothes off at the podium to show that he has nothing to hide. And let me tell you, from what I read, he has nothing to hide. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're, I have, up until, frankly, right now, I have always kind of considered the Libertarian Party to be, you know, Michael Medved always refers to it as the Losertarian Party.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like a lot of the things that they have to say, but I've always been a Republican with a freedom liberty bent, which puts me, I guess, on the far right of the Republican Party, I suppose.
Sure.
But obviously I'm so incredibly disappointed with the party's candidate of choice that I flirted with looking at, you know, some of the things Gary Johnson had to say, that Austin Peterson had to say, and I had a good friend that actually went to the Libertarian Convention, and it's just like, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Libertarianism is, I think, is catching on, and you know, there are a lot of people, even the young people I talk to, even some of them, you know, consider themselves what they refer to as more libertarian than conservative or liberal. But I don't think they really know what that means either. Frankly, you know, if they don't know what socialism is, they sure as heck don't know what libertarianism is, right?
No, and if you look at the, you know, I actually did a post about this on my houserules.us website a few days ago, kind of a libertarian primer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that people could kind of understand what and why and how, and, you know, I had a picture of the Gadsden flag. I had a quote from David Boaz from the Cato Institute, a quote from Murray Rothbard, and then even from Wikipedia. And their definition, I mean, you would agree with all of it. Like, this is what Boaz says, right? And he's talking libertarianism, small L, not capital L as the party. Now, listen to this. Libertarian is the view that each person has the right to live his life his way in any way he chooses, so long as he respects the equal rights of others. They defend each person's right to life, liberty, property, rights that people possess naturally before governments are created. In the libertarian view, all relationships should be voluntary. The only actions that should be forbidden by law are those that involve initiation of force against those who have themselves used force, rape, murder, robbery, kidnapping, and fraud. Impossible not to agree with that. But what ends up happening is you have that idea of freedom from coercive relationships, either individual or governmental or economic, freedom from, you know, free to choose the relationships you have. But then you transfer that into the Libertarian Party, and what it ends up being is, can we please all just smoke marijuana? And it's like, okay, I'm good with not violating property rights. And, you know, the moral thing, similar to Ayn Rand, comes down to everything goes from an idea of personal ownership of property, right? I shouldn't have to be forced to sell you a good if I don't want to, and you shouldn't be forced to give up some of your money to give to me or whatever.
Right.
But, and you know, conservatism kind of, that is a parallel language that they speak. But you look at, like, that guy stripping off all his clothes. For me, I would draw a line between libertine and libertarian.
I saw him, you know, what was going on, and then saying to myself, are they really going to endorse this guy? You know, you call Trump nuts. I mean, I got nothing to hide. No kidding, you got nothing to hide. But I don't know. Not the guy. Can you imagine him going into negotiations with Putin and taking off all the clothes and say, you need to do the same so we can show we have nothing to hide?
Well, to be fair, that cat, he was a delegate. So he's one of the guys that votes. And, you know, the reality is,
that should scare you, too.
Well, that's true. But if you look at videos for any convention, whether it's the Republican convention or the Democrat convention, you know, Joe, there are definitely some crazies
in
the passionate political world, right?
Sure. Yep.
In fact, it's funny. I've been watching – do you ever watch the TV show Boardwalk Empire?
I can't say I have.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Okay. Well, it was an HBO show. It was on for like 6 seasons. Steve Buscemi, most notably, was in it. And it takes place right, in fact, the first episode takes place, it begins 2 hours before Prohibition in 1920, right?
Right.
But in season two, Buscemi, who is the treasurer of Atlantic City, travels to Chicago before Warren Harding becomes the GOP candidate. And he's there for the Republican convention. And even back in 1920, political conventions, it's kind of crazy.
Oh, God.
You know, yeah, when you start stripping off your clothing, you, I don't know, I would say you marginalize your effectiveness, let's say.
How about you go a little further with it? I think they should strip you of your credentials, don't you think?
Yeah, well, that's another way to look at it. Yeah.
All right. We got to stop because this can't go anywhere good. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, agree.
You know, all right. So I want to talk a little bit about the California shooting that took place yesterday. And again, just so people are aware, I know they're going to go, see, there you go. You're going to run right to it. Yeah, I am going to talk about it because here's something that took place in a gun-free zone. A gun-free campus, a gun-free city, a gun-free county, a gun-free state, and they're trying to make it more gun-free, and that really helped now, didn't it? You know, I mean, this is exactly the argument we always have, and what they're going to do is they're going to turn, you watch, they're going to turn it around and say, well, you know, the conservatives think everybody should be running around like the Wild West, everybody needs to have a gun, and everybody, no, that's not what we're saying at all. But the comment that less guns make us safer, you can't make that work anywhere in this country, and you're going to have to wait till after the break to talk about this more. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Michael Houser joins me. Don't go far. We're going to have a lot of fun after the break. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Only the truth on this show. Just watch TV. There's a whole bunch of people with very little. They don't even two brain cells are rubbed together. They're talking, and you're listening to them. Well, not now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Michael Housen from House Rules joins me as he does every week, so we can get a libertarian viewpoint on what's going on, Michael. First of all, tell people what an ungodly hour. I'm sorry. Tell people when your show is on.
You know what, man? I don't know why you keep saying it. It's just a way to start your day. I'm on from 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning on about 12 stations around the country. It streams live. It's at 7 o'clock Pacific time. I mean, people are thinking about lunch on the East Coast by the time I start my show.
People on the East Coast are, anyway, I grew up in the East Coast. They're a little off there. I got a whole bunch of stories about the East Coast I'm going to do later on tonight. It's a little freaky. But we're on the West Coast here. 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, I got one eyeball that's just about opening up. So, yeah, there you go. Hey, I started to talk about the California shooting. And, you know, the California recently, the loons up in Sacramento started passing all kinds of legislature. And they did some sidestepping so they wouldn't have to go through committees to make it even harder. Now, you can own all the guns you want. Getting ammunition is going to be a whole different animal here in California. So... and then we had a shooting yesterday at a campus, and they're tugging in everybody's hearts. How can this happen on a campus? I mean, if you watch the California news, how can this happen on our campuses? How come how do we keep letting we tougher gun? I'm going, wait a minute. You can't have guns on campus in California. You can't have guns in the city. You can't have guns in the county. You can't have guns in the state, you know, on property like that. You know, when they say we need tougher gun laws, they're talking about shredding the guns, right?
Well, absolutely. In fact, I saw there's a guy, you know, I try to keep my social media feed as non-bubble oriented as possible. So I have a bunch of folks that I follow that are leftists. And that guy's point, he actually lives here in Orange County. His point is that you know, as good of a job as California has done restricting gun ownership, obviously the takeaway from this is that way, 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 way more needs to be done. But, you know, I was actually driving on my way up to Los Angeles from Orange County when the news came out. And, you know, and I'm sure you know, initially it was, you know, a shooting on campus and everybody's freaking out about it.
Right.
And then, you know, now the news comes out that, you know, a disgruntled student walks into a professor's office, blows the guy away, and then blows his own head off, right? Which is obviously awful, but it is – And apparently the guy was upset about grades. He was upset about they had some sort of conflict about computer code or something like that. Interestingly, the professor actually graduated, got his undergraduate degree from the same school that I went to, Westmont College in Montecito. And a friend of mine actually was on campus with him and knew him all 4 years at Westmont. So that was kind of a weird deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a murder-suicide is, you know, it's a totally different animal than a campus shooting.
Oh, right.
Than a mass shooter with a gun on campus. But, you know, the thing that probably upset me more than anything else, did you happen to see the op-ed, the editorial that the L.A. Times published yesterday afternoon about this?
The only place I see the L.A. Times is my neighbor's birdcage.
You know what? I'm trying to shoot. You know what? I just tried to pull this thing up, and it's now – here it is. Yeah, it's dated yesterday. This is the headline from the L.A. Times, and this just made my head explode. Just a murder-suicide in a small UCLA office, and so America shrugs. This is from the Times editorial board, one of the largest newspapers in the country, right? And they have several takeaways. Number one is that because it was just a murder-suicide in a small office, America shrugs. Just another incident in the daily parade of gun violence that defines contemporary of America. Blah, 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 blah.
See, and then now you see why it's only good for bird cages? But go ahead.
And then this is their final, sentence. But that society will just shrug this off as tragic in its own way, that the nation accepts gun violence as commonplace, as a reasonable trade-off for some romanticized view of every gun owner as a soldier against tyranny, is a continuing tragedy. So that's their takeaway, that we as a nation accept gun violence as commonplace. We're going to ignore this thing completely because we have some romanticized view that the Second Amendment allows everybody to be a soldier, and that commonplace gun violence is the trade-off that we're willing to accept. I can't even believe. I mean, I can imagine that there might be somebody who would consider that, but that this is the perspective of the entire board, the entire editorial board of the newspaper. It's like, you've got to be kidding me.
I am always amazed at how they pulled it. This always comes back. Look at it's the gorilla shooting, right? Some people try to pin that on white supremacy or white privilege or what have you, until somebody finally, you know, showed them a picture of the kid and said the kid was black. So saving a black child now is white supremacy or white privilege? Are we serious? And don't get me started on that one. We'll stay with the shooting for a minute. So what I thought was really funny is in the picture, who came to save the day was a bunch of people with guns. I mean, I know that's oversimplifying, but you know where I'm going with this. It's kind of like guns are bad, guns are bad, guns. Well, except when they're in the hands of the cops, and maybe not so many white cops, because, you know, white cops kill black kids. So it's got to be really careful as to what cops we give guns to. I mean, this argument is becoming so ludicrous and so ridiculous. It's going to become the same way, like I tell you, you know, people call me a racist or a homophobe or something. 15 years ago, I might have stopped to check myself. What am I saying? What am I doing? Why do people believe that? Not anymore, buddy. Because now I look at it and go, yeah, whatever. Because it doesn't mean the same thing. I mean, we're being desensitized to all this, are we not?
Yeah, maybe. Did you see, by the way, that the killer was from Minnesota, and as part of an investigation that's being done, they found a kill list at his home in Minnesota.
Yeah, I only saw a piece of that. Go ahead, tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is CNN just published this just a second, less than 10 minutes ago, since we've been on the air here. Gunman who opened fire in a murder-suicide left a trail of evidence that led investigators to another victim. Police found a kill list at gunman Manik Sarkar's home in Minnesota. The UCLA professor who was killed, whose name was on the list. So was the name of a woman who people found that the police found dead today in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. They're investigating the homicide of this other woman, and they're looking into it. At this point, it looks like the connection is the list in this guy's home.
Now, here's the other thing, too, that always bugs the Jesus out of me, is you're telling me there was no prior history with this guy, right? This is going to be one of those where, yeah, we always thought he was a little off, but we never said anything. When do we start holding those people responsible as well for not opening their mouths? You know, when you got professors, you got people that were close to this guy, you can't tell me that he woke up that morning, all of a sudden he snapped, went and got a gun and shot his professor. It doesn't work that way.
Well, certainly not if he left a list of people he wanted dead at a home in Minnesota.
You ever notice? I know, I shouldn't be laughing about this, but it just hit me. You ever notice when they interview people in the neighborhood? Most of the time, what do they say? He was a quiet guy. He never bothered anybody. It was like the rest of us. He mowed his lawn on Sunday, and he left everybody alone. Right? I just don't buy it. I just don't buy that there weren't any signs that this guy was a little off.
No. And speaking of the law stuff, Charles Cook published earlier today, I don't know if you saw it, a National Review, the poignant question in the context of the gun control thing. This is the headline of Cook's editorial. What law specifically would have prevented yesterday's UCLA shooting?
Great question.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw on Twitter a bunch of people talking about the NRA. I mentioned this other guy. This lefty guy's like, look, California's done a really good job about restricting gun ownerships, but they need to do, quote, more.
get a metal shredder and go door to door? I mean, seriously.
Right. Now, when he bought the guns in Minnesota.
You got to hold that thought till after the break, okay?
Okay, cool.
We both believe in capitalism, even though you're a libertarian.
Okay,
yeah. I'm Joe Racine, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Be back in a minute. More with Michael Hausman on GCN Live. You're listening to The Real Side.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'll jump right back to it. Michael Housen joins me from House Rules. And, Michael, before we get into the conversation, tell people. And that wasn't a 70s song. That was an 80s intro.
That was the Police, Canary in a Coal Mine, buddy. I saw them in 83, and then I saw them, what, 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah. Were they in Walker?
They did their reunion tour.
5 or 6 years ago? No? Maybe?
Yes. Yeah.
I said, did they come out in Walkers? You know, you get a little old there, so. Anyway.
But they did form. The Police did form in the late 70s, and Zenyatta Mandata was the album that Canary in a Coal Mine was from.
You know way too much about this stuff. You know,
I do.
You know?
That album was released in 1980.
Oh, God.
So it was written and recorded in 1979. So that strictly speaking, Canary in a Coal Mine by the Police is a 70s song.
That always reminded me, you know, when I was a kid, you had the 45s and you'd speed them up because it always sounded, made everybody sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks. I thought it was cool. Anyway, that was our big thing to do, right, because we didn't have electronic games. So we were talking about the California shooting, and you were talking about a list that somebody put out there about the things that, you know, California, it's almost impossible now to get a gun. You can get a gun, you just can't get any ammunition or anything to load it with.
Well, here's the deal. This guy bought his guns in Minnesota. He passed an instant background check. He had no criminal record. And as you know, as I don't know if you know, but the laws in Minnesota are far more liberal than California. My brother lives in Minnesota, and if you're a resident of the state of Minnesota and you don't have a criminal record, you can buy a gun, and that is your concealed carry permit, right? But Charlie Cook in this thing, he goes through and points out the number of rules and laws that he broke, prohibiting gun owners from carrying a weapon without a permit, carrying firearms on the campus. Obviously, he violated the prohibition against murder, etc. But the other thing that he was talking about, that Cook talks about, is that the president has proposed three substantial changes to current gun laws. Number one, that imposition of instant background checks on sales or transfers of firearms, including those that are done privately, a limit on the capacity of commercially available magazines, and a ban on assault weapons. Those are the three things that the president has talked about doing, none of which would have had anything to do with this. Obviously, California already has laws against campus carry, that you can't have a gun on campus. You cannot – nobody can get a concealed carry permit in the city of Los Angeles. The only thing that could have happened –
wait a minute. Let's be – or the county of Los Angeles. I mean, you've got to be the sheriff's brother to get a – and even then it's questionable to get a concealed carry permit in the county of Los Angeles.
In the county. The only thing that really could have stopped this is some sort of border check leaving the state of Minnesota or entering the state of California to make sure if you did or did not have guns. I mean, that would be the only kind of thing that would have kept this guy, a legal gun owner, from bringing them into the state.
Have you tried to bring fruit from another state into California? you're laughing because you know, right?
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid going to Arizona, we had to take stuff out of our car in Yuma because we couldn't take it into Arizona from the state of California.
We come across the state. When I got married, my wife, what did she say? Coming across, have brought fruit from another city, another country, another state. And she's from Florida. Well, of course we have fruit in the car, right? It's like, no, you can't. They confiscate it all. I don't know if they burn it or what they do, but, you know, because you can bring in pests and other bugs from other states, and you just wipe out the crop here in California. Well, we don't need the bugs. We're wiping it out because we won't give the farmers any water, but that's a story for another day.
Right.
Right?
Right. Exactly.
Oh, so let me see. I looked up the numbers for 2015. Requests for over 16,000 requests came in to carry a concealed gun in public, and they have not been responded to. All right, I don't
know. 16,000.
Yeah, 16,000.
Now, what region is that? LA County? Or?
I'm right now. Concealed weapons of California. The numbers. 16,000 California, the requests for more than 16,000 Californians to conceal gun carry in public are in limbo pending a final decision in a landmark lawsuit that's scheduled to be reheard in federal courtroom in San Francisco. Now, it goes on to say, I'm trying to get the numbers in L.A. County that were actually approved. The numbers, what is under the room, California license to carry. Oh, hey, check this out. Here's some counties with the most judges. In different county, your judges get licensed to carry guns, I would imagine, pretty easily, right?
Can you imagine? Sure. Of course.
Los Angeles is 87. In Orange County, where you're at, is 36. San Diego, 25. San Bernardino, 18. Fresno, 14. Riverside, 14. Kern, 12. And the rest of them are, you know, low single digits. There are 70,000 Californians with an active concealed carry permit.
They're probably all up in the Sierras.
Yeah, so there isn't any. You ready for this one? Number of judges got that one. 16,000 number of pending permits. Number gone. God, I hate when I do this. I don't mean to do this to you, but there are 70,000 active permits in California, more than half clustered in seven counties, and I think you're pretty close to right. The Fresno is 7,600. Kern is 6,400. Shasta, what is there, one person every 4.5 miles in Shasta? 6,000 there. Sacramento, 5,700. San Bernardino, big county for those of you who don't live here, 3,200 total. So it's not, they are keeping people from getting, from legally being able to carry licenses or carry guns around here. So it's just, California's tough, and it's tight. I mean, how many people live in California? You're talking about 70,000 gun licenses, and how many people actually live here? You know?
Right.
So,
right.
Anyhow, sorry, I didn't mean to go off the rails. All right, we only got a couple of minutes left. I want to shift gears on you for a second.
Okay.
The gorilla thing. You got kids, right? I got kids.
I do.
And yep. I went to the zoo. And listen, I feel and I get it. Sometimes you turn around in a store somewhere, and that kid's gone, off like a bullet. But when you're in a zoo and you're running around, I can remember keeping an eye on the kids. I can remember keeping the kids clustered together. I can remember all of that. Can one of them get past you? Of course they can. Anybody who's had kids knows that. But I got a couple of things here. One is I am just, my jaw hit the table when I saw all these people saying there had to be a better way. You didn't have to kill the gorilla. And I'm thinking to myself, when it comes down to that split second when you don't know what's going to happen, it's the gorilla or the kid, I'm sorry, people, it's the animal every single time. I don't care whose mistake it is. It's the animal every single time. But what role, I'm going to get you in trouble now, what role do you think the parents play in this?
If I put a list together of which of my kids would I expect to be ending up in the bottom of a moat?
Yeah.
Given a third of a second of, as parents do, are not keeping their eyes on their kids 100% of the time, I would tell you, of my five kids, two of them would have been like, yeah, that didn't surprise me that they're the ones that made it in there. It's interesting, man. At least on my social media feeds, the number of people that are parenting experts and gorilla experts, I just had no idea. Especially friends of mine that don't have children. And are like, well, how could you possibly allow your child to get out of your eyesight in a circumstance like that? And I'm like, how can you not? I mean, there are all kinds of occasions. And I even remember when I was a little kid. You ever been to Yellowstone?
No, I haven't. I've been to the Grand Canyon with the kids.
There's a Grand Canyon it's like the mini Grand Canyon or the Yellowstone Grand Canyon. I forget exactly what they call it, but it looks like the Grand Canyon, but it's in Yellowstone. And my brother and I were goofing around and ran away, and my mom couldn't find us and had a heart attack. And my parents were pretty good keeping their eyes on my brother and I. But I remember, 10 or 12 minutes later, my brother and I are out goofing off, and we come back, and my mom is just weeping her brains out, thinking that we had, of course, fallen down into the canyon and died.
That's right.
And I remember, when I had three kids. So this is in like 2004, 2005, something like that. We're at the Grand Canyon, and we're at one of these little overlook things. And one of my kids, there's like a barrier, like a bar barrier on one of these lookouts. And my kid has got his hands there, and he's swinging on the barrier. And every time his foot would go out as he's swinging, below his feet, the next place is, thousands of feet down.
sounds like my youngest son. You're right. Yep.
And he's like 36 inches away from me. So I think, yes, the parents, I suppose they are responsible. But, the reality is, man, sometimes things happen.
Hey, look, I'm not saying they should be prosecuted or anything else, okay? That's not what I'm getting at here. I just think it's hilarious how, again, it's all about the gorilla. It's all about the poor animal who didn't ask for all this. It's like, give me a break. It's an animal. Any way you cut it, it's an animal,
Now, I will say this.
Quickly, you've got about a minute. Not even a minute. Go.
I think these gorillas are amazing creatures. I mean, I've spent enough time at the San Diego Zoo and the Wild Animal Park watching them that I don't even believe they're real. They're so unique and interesting. But when you're holding a kid like that, boom.
And you're a libertarian, right? You like that naked thing going on. You're the guy at the
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you like that. Okay, quick, tell people where they can find you because we're out of time.
At MP House on Twitter or houserules.us, H-A-U-S.
All right, I'm Joe Bastien, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Come on back. Lots happening next hour.